Welcome everyone. Happy Wellness Wednesday. I'm Adele of Natural Roots NYC, your natural girl in this artificial world, and we're going to come to you today with herbs for immune support and immune health. Right now everybody's big onto that, and people are looking for things to do that's natural to help them stay protected in this moment of time. So we're going to get into a few herbs. Excuse me. That will help you out. Let's put that there so people know what's going on. Yeah, so first thing is astragalus. So this is an herb. Hi, thanks for joining. This is an adaptogen, which means it's an herb that helps you, the body, adapt to stress. So of course we go back with stress causes inflammation. Inflammation taxes the immune system, so astragalus is going to help modulate all of that, keep the inflammation down, keep the stress levels. So this is something that you know use on a regular basis. All of these things, like, it's, you know, a lifestyle kind of. You take it all the time because it takes time for the system to respond, and also depending on diet, how quick things respond. You know, the cleaner you eat, the quicker things respond, the less clean. So it's something you just keep up all the time to some level, either through tinctures, food, supplement form, tea, but get it in you on a constant basis is the best. So yeah, astragalus, it helps increase your resistance to infections, especially ones of the respiratory and things that affect the mucous membranes. So saying that is going to support the mucous membranes. Where are mucous membrane found? Nose, mouth, esophagus, or the throat area, the gut. So, you know, astragalus is a good all-around thing. And we know, remember that in your gut is part of the immune system. So the immune system is not just one little spot where all the germs go and they get beat up. It's like pretty much your whole body. And it's very complex. It's one of the most complex systems, in my opinion, like, besides the neurological system. But the immune system is very complex. Like, you know, there's the lymph is a part of it. Like I say, your intestine, the gut, all the probiotics, prebiotics in there. Big part of your immune system is in the gut. Thanks everybody for joining. So we have to pay attention to your gut, make sure you're eliminating well and getting your herbs in. So just remember the immune system is everywhere. It's every point in the body has something to do with fighting invaders. So that's pretty cool. So now the reishi mushroom is another adaptogen. So adaptogens, remember, they help the body respond to stress more better. It's also called the spiritual mushroom because before, in those days, it was only meant for the royal people, you know, the fancy kings and stuff. Yeah, it helps your stress response and it balances organs all through the body. So this is another full body helper, especially again of the respiratory tract. So without saying what I'm saying, you could pick up what I'm saying, right? Respiratory tract, mucous membranes. Okay, angelica is another one that treats respiratory illnesses, and it also regulates the immune system, helps it not to overreact, because sometimes, like, you get an overreactive immune, you don't want that either. You want a balanced response and everything is working in order. Angelica also helps with cold symptoms, so that's your sneezing, your runny nose, your coughs, all of that. So angelica is a nice friend. Then we have ginger, what everybody knows is a warming herb, and it helps with blood circulation. So we need blood to be circulating, you know, when we want immune help too. So you want that blood circulation is warming, you know, when you feel that chill, you know, you can always grab some ginger when you want to feel good. Another one everybody's all on now, elderberry, the old berry bush. It's an antioxidant, of course. It's going to help your immune health. Another constant thing that you can be taking year round. It tastes good, kids tolerate it, and it helps as a daily tonic, just keeping things running smoothly. And then when it's cold and flu and whatever else season, you know, you'll just already be covered because you've been taking it year through. Like, you can put it in food, you can have tinctures, you can make the tea. It's different ways you can use it that you put it into your life every day, very often. And the last one is green chereta, also known as andrographe. So this is called the king of bitters. It's super bitter. I was making some capsules of it, and just the powder, you know, got in my throat just from breathing, and you could taste that bitterness. It is bitter, super bitter. It's also cooling, so it's going to help maintain your body temperature. So if there's fever, this is going to help you out because it's cooling. It increases the amount of good immune cells. Remember, we have a whole bunch of different types of immune cells, just like immune system is everywhere. We got different types of cells that deal with immune. So we got the bees, the C's, the killers, all of those gangsters in there, all different cells. This helps to regulate all of them and make sure they're at the right levels and doing their proper job. Also, again, helps your gut flora, the probiotics in there, all the bacteria, microbiome in there of the gut and their function. So it's gonna help that part of the immune system in the gut. So green chereta, the king of bitters, is a good friend to have. Now, all of these, you know, I like good combinations that you can try, like astragalus with the elderberry, throw in some ginger, you know, make the tea and then slice up some ginger and let it cook in with it. That's a nice combo. You know, reishi mushroom, you can cook with that. So that's going to be easy to, you know, blend into your life. They also have the capsules. You know, you can buy the mushroom itself, chop it up, cook it like you would, you know, your portobellos and your broths and your soups. You can add ginger, too. Green chereta, you might just want to take that in a capsule, depending on your bitterness tolerance. But, yeah, so those are the top ones that I'm speaking of: astragalus, reishi, angelica, ginger, elderberry, and green chereta. So anybody here ever try any of those? Any of those you think you want to jump on, like, today, tomorrow, go to the store, pick some up? Let me know in the comment section. And again, if you got questions, you know, let me know. Inbox me or put it in the replay comments. But yeah, if no more questions, I'll see you in the next video. And make sure you grab some of these herbs. If you don't already have, you can always add on. Bye. So thanks for listening. Hope you're gonna go and grab one or a few of the herbs mentioned. They're really gonna be a good friend, especially in this time. See you in the next podcast recording. Be well.